The Southern Baptist Convention puts out a hymnal every 15 years or so. It's time for a new one, but this one will be different. The reason is that there's been a recent glut of praise and worship songs, many made popular on Christian radio. The forthcoming hymnal will include some of these songs, along with the tried and true, but the move to update the hymnal is meeting resistance from Baptists who think the old hymns are the best hymns. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville has the story.
The Southern Baptist Convention has on its rolls some of the largest churches in the country. Many of those have long thrown out the traditional hardbound hymnal. They've moved to contemporary worship songs that haven't been around long enough to make the songbook.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong.
A recent worship service at the Southern Baptist headquarters in Nashville had hundreds of SBC employees tapping their toes and singing along with this relatively new worship song written by recording artist Chris Tomlin. The words were splashed on large projection screens. That's how many of the denomination's 16 million members do worship these days. But it's not everybody. Nearly two-thirds of the 42,000 Southern Baptist churches still use the old handheld hymnal. Leaders of the SBC's publishing arm, Lifeway, figure it's time the new songs make it down to small, traditional churches. So the newest hymnal will include hundreds of songs from popular artists such as Tomlin, Michael W. Smith, and Matt Redman. 78-year-old Emily Selig doesn't know those names. She's the piano player at a small East Nashville church, Lachlan Baptist. Preparing for Sunday morning worship service, Selig's arthritic hands pound out her favorite hymn from memory, Old Rugged Cross. She says she's not a fan of the new music.
The praise songs now, they praise. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to praise you, Lord. And, you know, it's just over and over.
Selig says the old hymns that she knows by heart tell a story.
And my favorite expression, now you have the 7-11 songs, you got 7 words, you just sing it 11 times.
It's not that Selig is threatening to leave the denomination if something gets in the new hymnal she doesn't like, but worship style has proven a contentious issue for all stripes of evangelical churches. Many church splits have started over a discussion of worship. That's why a group of Baptist theologians gathered last month in Fort Worth to review the theological sturdiness of new songs that will make the hymnal.
We want you to help us manage the delicate balance between poetic license and church practice, while helping us to identify what would be harmful theological issues.
Mike Harland, who's in charge of Lifeway's multi-million-dollar project, tells the 10-man committee that biblical accuracy should be the foremost goal. He says churchgoers may not remember scripture by chapter and verse, but they remember these songs, so they should be right. Retired pastor and committee member T.W. Hunt says the contemporary worship songs don't really teach something counter to Baptist beliefs. They just don't say much at all.
I love the old hymns because I think they're very good on theology. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. That's pretty good theology.
Lifeway's Mike Harland says he doesn't expect any big changes to come out of this committee's work, but its stamp of approval, he says, will be a selling point to the denomination's more conservative churches.
We'll gladly share with the Southern Baptist Convention who these people are, and it will lend credibility to the resource because of their reputation as theologians.
It may take that kind of effort for congregations like Lachlan Baptist to pony up for the new hymnal. In this morning's bulletin are the words to Draw Me Close, a contemporary worship song slated for the new hymnal. Worship leader Terry Terry, who works for Lifeway during the week, tries to mix in some new praise songs from time to time, against his piano player's wishes. Lachlan is like many Southern Baptist churches, increasingly small, with a gray-haired membership. As Pastor Bill House looks for new ways to build attendance, he says a new set of worship songs may help.
I think that it reaches a group of folks who may not be as familiar with church as our generation is. The music is very different to what I grew up with in the church. But I see that it as kind of a blending of a both and not so much an either or.
Updating the hymnal won't automatically fill the sanctuary on Sunday mornings, House says, but it's worth a try. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. Forever.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.